Hi, I'm Martin Patella, and I'm here with Nina Perez today, wanting to talk to you about your biological individuality. I'm a metabolic typing advisor. I help people understand how their genetics and food and behaviors intersect. A lot of disease is created through the fork. Are you digging your grave with your fork, or are you feeding yourself to sustain? Let's talk about that today.
What's up, y'all? This is Nina Perez, and this is Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Now, you guys know I go around this amazing planet finding these amazing humans that come on here to grow, challenge, and transform your thinking. Now, just a second ago, I have Martin here, but just a second ago, he was talking about if you're digging your grave with your fork. And I was like, whoa, we're going to have a good conversation. So I want to introduce you to Martin Patella. He is a former management consultant, a holistic health coach, and founder of Life Enthusiast. And he is also with the superfood line Exula. Is that right? Do I say that right?
Exula? Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so after 12 mercury fillings at the age of 25, it started to derail his health. And Martin has spent decades and over six figures really researching natural healing before rebuilding his body from the inside out. Now, two decades later, he is here teaching people how genetics, lifestyle, and metabolic typing interact to create this really... how to eliminate basically a chronic illness and to really live a vibrant life and vitality. So I'm super excited that you're here, Martin, because these kind of conversations are so important to me because that's a journey I am on in my life right now. And also the fact that I'm not the only one. And as you know, there's thousands and millions of us looking for a way to reset the way we live our life, especially, I don't know, I forgot where you're at right now, but in the States, we are completely screwed up. We are trying to get it together here. Okay, Martin, we are bad. So first, let's get to know you a little bit deeper because I want to know who you are. Who is Martin? Who are you?
Yeah. There's this movement afoot called MAHA, Make American Healthy Again. Yes. And I've been doing this for the last 40 years, so this is not new for me. I grew up in Czechoslovakia, which back then was a communist paradise run by the secret police. So I know what an oppressive, fascist, totalitarian state feels like, looks like. I got out of there when I was 24. And what else? I came out with education in computer science and business administration. And for the next 20 years, I was in that. But early on, I ended up with mercury amalgam fillings, innocent and stupid. We call it iatrogenic injury, right? An injury caused by the medical system or people.
Yeah.
I remember asking the question of the dentist, so... is there a difference? And they said, no, it's the same. You can go white fillings or silver fillings. The silver ones will last twice as long. I asked, and is there any other difference? No. The white ones cost more. I said, well, okay, I don't care what they look like. They're at the back of my mouth.
Right.
Mercury amalgam. Mercury silver amalgam fillings, the most toxic stuff you can put in your body.
Wow.
Again, ask Bobby Kennedy. He's been telling the world about mercury in rivers and in fish, and then he finally got the message that mercury in shots and in whatever else is the cause. Yeah. Well, I had the cause, and I broke down hard. Like, wow. I was a miserable cripple. Really, physically crippled.
Yeah, I was just going to ask you, tell me about that. Well, because I'm wondering how many people are actually going through that, Martin, and they don't even associate it to the mercury, right? Yeah, so tell me about what you went through.
Well, mercury breaks a lot of function in the body, all of the entire metabolic function and neurologic function. So in my case, the symptoms were carpal tunnel syndrome, plantar fasciitis, back problems. So I would fall apart. I wasn't gone all the time, but when I would fall apart, I couldn't walk. So I would crawl. So I was sleeping face down on a rocking chair, and I would roll off of the rocking chair and crawl to the toilet, do the business there, and crawl back to the rocking chair. And after 2-3 weeks, things would get better. I could function for some time, and then it would blow out again. And these events now, we call them flare.
Oh, I see. Okay.
We have triggers and we have thresholds. And thresholds is the resilience. How much can you handle? And right, the trigger is what takes you over the top.
Right. What caused it. How did you find that out? Because that's not something I would never put that two and two together, right? So how did you figure that out?
Well, it was no thanks to the medical system.
Sure.
My first problem was plantar fasciitis. I went to the orthopedic surgeon and he said, I have something. He gave me a cortisone shot and for 6 weeks, I couldn't feel the pain. Mm-hmm. And then it wore off and then the pain was worse than before. And so as I was falling apart, I found chiropractors and skilled people. They put me back together. Mm-hmm. But a few days later, the structure wouldn't hold and it would fall apart. And the stack of vertebrae that you have in your body are held together or separated by discs and held together by ligaments. And your body in its wisdoms pushes the toxic stuff out of the blood where it would damage vital organs into low circulation tissues, which is fat, bone, cartilage, tendon, that sort of stuff. So I was falling apart because it was coming into my structural elements.
Oh.
And the other part was that it was coming into my brain because your brain is also made of fat.
Right. Wow.
So how did I figure that out? Well, I was working as a systems analyst. Well, first I was in management and information technology because that's my education. I was working in that field. But I was declining medically. I was getting worse over time. More symptoms, periodontal disease, allergies, weight gain, all kinds of other stuff going wrong. And at some point, I had this illumination, which was, Martin, they are not helping.
Yeah.
You're a systems analyst. Analyze this.
Mm.
Management consulting, you always ask a question. Can we measure it? And then the second question is, what is the cause of it?
Mm.
And so if you see a symptom in a business, you say, can we see what's causing it? And then remove the cause. And can we measure the progression? Well, in the medical system, they teach them about symptoms and treatment of symptoms, but they never ask the question, and what is the cause of this?
Right. The why, right? The why.
They don't say the why. They're awesome at fixing disasters. Like if it weren't for the skills of surgeons and emergency room technicians, I wouldn't be here. My wife wouldn't be here. My kids wouldn't have been born. Stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
No denial that the emergency room medicine is phenomenally skilled. But those skills are useless at preventing those incidents.
Yeah. You know, that must have been a really fascinating thing to discover, right? Because I'm sure that you probably went down many rabbit holes trying to discover what the heck is going on.
Yep.
Because, you know, talking about Mercury and RFK, right? Because he's talking about that a lot, especially about it being in vaccines. Or he talks about, you know, Mercury in vaccines and things like that. So, you know, it's kind of, I don't know if that was part of whatever you went through as well, but, you know, we get vaccinated and especially in the States, they have given us so many vaccinations, it's ridiculous, right?
Yeah.
But then you have all these vaccinations and you have the dental stuff. Right. And you talked about it in fish and all of that kind of stuff. So talk to me about the reason I like to speak to people like you is because you took the wisdom and gift that you have of analyzing and started breaking it down, right? So that others can be helped and saved. And that's a beautiful thing. It's a beautiful gift. And I was just thinking about when you were talking, you know, can you first, okay, so you talked about emergency medicine and all that. And I know that you're into functional medicine, right? So why don't we start like telling people a little bit of identifying what the difference is between the functional medicine piece and the regular medicine piece, just so we can start with that knowledge and go from there.
Well, they both take physiology courses, but the interpretation of it is very different. In the mainstream, which is the Rockefeller Carnegie medicine, as they took it away from everyone else. We used to have herbology, homeopathy, osteopathy, this and that, whatever. All of that has been pushed aside. Chiropractors have been called quacks, and dentists have been left alone in their little box. But the whole thing is built to sell pharmaceutical patented medicines as their main financial model. They are not interested in healing people. They're interested in treating people. And the treatment is not the same as cure. I'll tell you this way. So a restaurant owner called me and said, Martin, I have a rat problem. There are just rats everywhere. If I come to it as a medical doctor, it says, well, rats, you know, well, we can shoot them and we can poison them. So, of course, rats come out at night. So when you're shooting, you're not quite sure what you're shooting at. You might shoot some raccoons and cats and dogs and who knows what else, but you'll shoot some rats.
Right.
The other thing is you'll lay poisons. So, again, you will poison some rats, but then the owl comes and finds the poisoned rat and eats it. Then the owl dies. Then the eagle finds the dead owl and eats that poisoned owl, and the eagle dies. And then some pet eats that poisoned bait as well, and he dies, and so on, right? So these are called side effects.
Right.
Now, in my world, we'll go, okay, boss, let's go behind the restaurant. What's in this garbage can? Oh, that's where you keep the food scraps that you're throwing away. Well, that's what the rats are eating. We're going to take care of that. We're going to clean up your neighborhood, remove the source of this vermin, and they will either starve or die.
Or they will for sure
move away.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right?
Yeah, so
there's
good.
There's your difference. Cause versus symptom.
Right. I love that. Because I actually, in the last like maybe 8 years or so, have been going to functional medicine doctors instead, because they couldn't find anything wrong with me either. I was falling down. I couldn't walk. It was like a bunch of things. And then I found out that I was highly allergic to like red dye 40 and like all these other things that I had no idea. And they couldn't find all these specialists. And I'm not saying that they're bad. It's just that they didn't know. All these specialists, nobody could figure it out. Went to a holistic doctor, figured it out like in one day. It was kind of phenomenal.
And so I talk to people about the four pillars of illness, and the four pillars are toxicity, malnutrition, stagnation, and trauma, all of which will affect all of us in various ways. And it's always a complex stack of problems.
Yeah.
The mainstreamers, the Carnegie, Rockefeller boys, they like to study an isolated individual thing. Like they'll say, did the vaccination shot cause the autism, right? And the way they study it is, was that the last thing that happened before you got ill?
Okay.
But the stack is different. Triggers and thresholds. The triggers are, well, I'll give you a metaphor. Let's load a pack horse with a bunch of stuff, right? 20-pound bags, and we just start loading the bags on the horse. With 200 pounds, horse is cool. Let's go. At 400 pounds, refuses to run. At 600 pounds, refuses to go uphill. And at 700 pounds, just shakes it off and says, I'm done.
Right.
Right? Yeah. No go. Yeah. Breaks the, well, maybe the last straw that broke the camel's back.
Right.
I should have maybe said, let's load up a camel. At some point, there's too much. You break it, and it could be the tiniest thing, the last straw. And so with an autistic kid, it starts with the mom being toxic and living in a toxic environment, and adding the vaccination on top may be the last straw, but maybe not. And 6 weeks later or 6 months later, you add one more thing and then it goes.
Mm.
And so for you, the stack of the how many drinks of red dye 40 did it take to accumulate volume to break you?
Yeah, right? It was in, I ate a lot of salmon. So it was in that salmon. It was.
Wouldn't you know? Why did we need to colorize the damn fish?
Right. I didn't know. I just love salmon. So I used to love salmon. I can't eat it anymore. But even like gluten or dairy or stuff, right? Like all that kind of stuff.
Triggers.
It triggers. And all of those things and years of that and stress, because you were talking about trauma and all that trauma and stress and everything. It's amazing how all that is the perfect storm. Right.
Yeah,
so I started to get really bad autoimmune conditions, which I'm still contending with, all that kind of stuff. So my question is, when you're talking about this, especially with all of the trauma and the metabolic type and all of that, so people can feel great again. I mean, is there a point, like you're talking about the camel's back, is there a point where they can't, like, how can listeners identify their type or the tangible benefits or how they can actually get there. Does that make sense?
Yeah. So I described the method. I look at the four things, the toxicity, malnutrition, stagnation, and trauma. Those are the vectors with which you get either better or worse.
Mm.
Metabolic typing answers two questions. Biological individuality in how you gain weight and lose weight, which is kind of cool. You don't have to guess or wonder what will make you gain weight or what will make you lose weight. And the second thing we answer is how you metabolize foods. And some of us get alkalized by fats and some of us get alkalized by carbs. Two very different things. When you alkalize, you get relaxed and you're pleasant and you're emotionally healthier. But if you overdo it, you procrastinate, get despondent, and hit depression. There's a little bit is a good thing. Too much is a terrible thing. And acidity has a different effect. Acidity starts with excitement, then drives toward unsettled, impatient, angry, elbows up, get out of my way, and then anxiety, and then rage, and then schizophrenia.
Go ahead.
So there are these extremes, or you can, I mean, if you're in the middle, you're flexible and you have a lot of choices. When you're out in any one of the extremes, you don't. And the metabolic typing answers how you either alkalize or acidify. And so I can hand it to you as if you were getting a user's manual that says, do this to bring yourself to normal. Do this to make yourself even worse.
So fascinating. I'm just thinking about how much the world needs this, right? Because I think we're just all going around super highly medicated and poisoned by all of the stuff that we eat, right? So how do they, so for those who are listening and are like, okay, great, I want to know more. How do listeners like actually identify this type? How do you do that? Is it blood work? Is it whatever? And like, what like tangible benefits can they start to expect once they start eating according to that metabolic type?
Right. Well, the how you find out is I have a podcast and a website and blogs, and I tell them how they can do a self diagnosis or self-care, figure it out.
Oh, okay.
Tell them. So for people who don't want to pay for the service and do their own, they can figure it out. If they want a leg up, we provide a metabolic typing quiz, about 120 questions, and we'll bring it back together and hand it to them. That costs $97 this year. And with that, you get the answers pretty quickly. And then you get the user's manual. Okay. And then we'll teach you how you operate this complex unit called human body.
Yeah. Okay. Okay. The 120 questions, I'm sure, are, you know, very strategic, right? And so people can figure it out that way. I thought maybe they had to go and get blood work done and all that. Do you recommend that, like, blood work to be done to see where they are, to where they will be?
Well, it's really helpful to know what your blood type is, because there are actually effects that we can help you know what's going to make you feel better and worse with knowing your blood type. That's one thing that will help. The other thing that will help is knowing how your liver enzymes are doing, or how your thyroid hormones are doing, or whatever else. I mean, all of those blood tests that doctors do, we can help to point at things. Okay. One of the really useful thing is called HTMA, hair trace mineral analysis, where we'll find out what's actually coming out of your body. What's your body getting rid of? Because as you grow in hair, it's pushing out stuff it doesn't want.
I didn't know that. That is so interesting.
Yeah.
Dang. Okay. I like your brain. You have a good brain. I like the way you think of things. Okay. So, I mean, all right. So now we're finding out how we can, you know, go onto your site and everything and take this metabolic quiz and really start to think about our type. Like, you know, what is our metabolic type? All that. Because I find that super fascinating and interesting, Martin, especially because I just recently started to, I'm perimenopausal, right? So I started to get into, and I don't know how you're going to feel about this, but I started to get into the carnivore diet, right? And I dropped, like, I already have dropped almost 10 pounds and I'm feeling better. I'm sleeping better. Hot flashes stopped. Like, all of this stuff started happening. I'm like, holy crap. So I tested it. Last night I had a cookie just to see. Hot flashes, full on. Couldn't sleep. Didn't feel well. And I'm like, okay, great. Okay, you have information. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have information.
Yeah, let me answer that for you.
Yeah.
So
he starts laughing. Don't laugh at me, Martin.
No, don't laugh. No, the excess estrogen that's giving you the hot flash is normally decomposed in your liver. And if your liver is busy doing other things, it can't deal with the estrogen. And it gets busy when you load it with starchy food, high carb. Yeah. And so when you put yourself on a high carb diet, you're loading your liver with getting busy. Mm-hmm. By the way, many people get this NAFLD, which is non-alcoholic fatty liver disease.
I have that.
And that comes at the back end of eating incorrectly for your heritage. When you eat a diet too rich in carbs, you're wrecking your liver, and in the process, you're going to cause yourself all kinds of trouble, including this hormonal hell.
Yeah. Wow.
So if we fixed your liver, and of course we need to fix your gut before that we have to fix your diet. And then, so we start from understanding what you should eat, then convince you that you should eat the right thing. And then we'll get to clean up the organs, and then the symptoms will recede.
So good.
There
so
you are.
Good. You know what? It's having this conversation with you is helping me feel, and I'm sure those who are listening, is hope. Hope, Martin, because a lot of times, like, you know what you were going through when you were crawling from the, you know, from your bed to the bathroom, whatever, is something I went through in my life because I have Sjogren's, right? Autoimmune condition.
Okay.
from all of the stuff that I've had in my life that I didn't know was causing. But yeah. I say all that to say, when I went to go see the holistic doctor and they found out what was wrong with me and I've changed those things, I was able to get out of bed without pain. I'm able to do all of those things.
Yep.
And what you're talking about is so powerful. I wanted you to touch on how, after they get this metabolic results from you, right, from what you do, how do they start to maybe, do you believe in detoxing? Like, do you believe in, having a detox.
So let me repeat myself a little bit. It didn't land solidly. Four pillars of illness: toxicity, malnutrition, stagnation, trauma. All have to be unwound. So all the toxic stuff that is in your body has to come out.
Yeah.
Gradually, right? Like you'll get the most benefits in the first month, but it's a gradual decline of problems. Yeah. Well, it's like this. Nobody should eat refined flour, refined sugar, refined plant seed oils. What else? Refined salt and dairy that's been homogenized and pasteurized, made from northern cow milk. All of that is incompatible with most people.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. Well, I didn't know all of that, but I knew
That's a don't do that. The other thing you must not do is take plastics like phthalates and BPH and BPA and Teflon and all of that and put that in your body. That's an endocrine disruptor. It'll break you.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the reason I was asking about the detox, Martin, is because there's so many people who have different definitions of what that means, right? Mm-hmm. Like sometimes that's why I was asking, because sometimes it's take these shakes and detox. Take this juice and detox.
We have metabolic detox and we have industrial wasteland detox. Okay. The metabolic detox is useful, and that's what most people practice. You just help your liver and help your gut and all of that. And those are cool things. And yes, we do that. We practice that by intermittent fasting or one day a week fasting and sweating and whatever else stuff. Good things happen.
Okay.
And help your liver with dandelion, turmeric, and this and that, whatever.
Okay.
We can get into the herbology if you want.
Yeah.
But the industrial wasteland detox, which is what started me on that journey of, dental mercury damage, heavy metals, plastics, volatile organic compounds, all of that that you live with needs to come out, because it's like trying to zip up a zipper that's not engaged at the beginning. It will never work.
Right. Yeah. And that's why I was asking, because I know that for me, I'm always seeing like ads, right, on how to detox. Hey, take these five pills and blah, 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 and whatever. And that's why when you said that, I was like, okay, you're talking about living a really great life, actually, right? Eating well, eating good foods, things that are good for you. I think what we are messed up in, and I'm just going to use we as in me and some people I know, is where to start, where to begin, how to do it, what food is good, what isn't good. There's so many different things, Martin, right? Because you have do carnivore, nope, do paleo, nope, do keto, nope, do this, do vegan, it drives me insane, right?
Yeah, so, I can answer those questions through the metabolic typing, because once I understand your genetic heritage, I can tell you what the biggest problems are, right?
Okay.
Like you want to have leverage, you want to have the most possible effect, the most benefit for the dollars you're going to spend.
Yes.
And
I love that.
It doesn't matter how many healthy smoothies you drink, if you're loaded with mercury, you're not getting better. So we need to find the worst of it and pull those out first. So it's the bang for the buck, right? What will you do first? What is most important?
Yeah. Well, it sounds to me like I'm not trying to be funny here, but what sounds to me like the most important thing is first, let's find out what that is. Right. And so, because I think that I am like super curious now. So now I'm going to have to go and take this quiz because I am 52 and I would like to live the second part of my life better than I lived my first part. Yeah. And, we don't really, I don't want to sound ignorant, but I am ignorant to a lot of things because I don't know. And I know that that may sound to you like, how do you not know? Because you've been in this for so long, but I don't know. I don't, honestly. I've tried so many diets.
Nina, let me tell you, it's so easy to not know, because the pharmaceutical companies have been in charge of TV, radio, newspaper, yes, magazine, and now the internet. They own all of it. The censorship by ownership has been complete, and they don't want you to know.
Right, right. I know. Oh, God, Martin, I could talk to you forever, ever. Okay, so what we're going to do is we're gonna start wrapping up because I want people to know how to get in contact with you and work with you. I myself know that I am going to go on your site and take the quiz. I need to know. I need to know. And I also, you know, I'm probably going to have my husband do it as well because he's been, every time he goes to the doctor, he comes back with like four boxes of pills. I'm like, what are you doing? They're going to kill you. You know, but that's something that I want to get me and him on the same page on. I would like to live the rest of we're 27 years married. I want to live another 27 years in a good place, right? So tell us that, Martin. How do people get in contact with you? How do they actually go on your site to take that quiz, right? Because that's going to be important so that they can. And I know you also said you have some free resources and things. So give us that information.
Right on. The website's called Life Enthusiast. And it's life-enthusiast, that's spelled ENTHUSIAST.com. Find me there. We have a YouTube channel, LIFENTCO, Life and Co, as in Life Enthusiast Content. And we also have a channel on Telegram under Life and Co or Life Enthusiast, and on Rumble and on X and whatever. So the social media, we're there.
Good.
But the most impact you will have is you go on Life Enthusiast website, life-enthusiast.com, and you can book a 15-minute free evaluation call where you'll tell us where you're at and we'll tell you what we think are the highest leverage tools that you can do right now.
That's amazing. I love that so much. I want you to disrupt the whole world with this information. I want you to disrupt the world. And you look like a disruptor to me. You don't look like you're no joke to me, Martin.
Yeah, I'm a disturber.
I like it. I like it. That's why you're on Straight Talk. Martin, I really appreciate you. I appreciate what you do in the world. I appreciate how you show up. And I love this information because I know, and I'm going to speak to the people I know in my life, are all going through something that I think can change by what you are putting out in the world. And it's a lot of it is just our health. It's just the eating part or not feeling well and nobody could figure it out and being on all these medications and all this other stuff. And there's just a different way to do it. And so I'm really grateful to you and the information. And I definitely am going to be the one out there on the site making sure I get that done. So thank you for coming on Straight Talk and just being a straight shooter. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Thank you. Loved it.
So good. Guys, thank you so much for hanging out with me and Martin. I'm going to make sure to link everything he just said in the notes below. I want to make sure that you guys have that access. Listen, you're in charge of your own health. So it's up to you to decide whether or not your health is important enough for you to actually follow people who know what they are doing and talking about. So thank you guys for hanging out with me and Martin today. I love you guys and I appreciate everything you do. And if you know someone who will benefit from this, make sure you share the episode because it's going to be super powerful. Thank you guys for hanging out. This is Nina Perez, Straight Talk, No Sugar Added. Until next time.